USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is firing his defense secretary, Mark Esper. The president tweeting that Esper has been terminated effective immediately. He thanked him for his service. The president announcing that Christopher Miller will be acting defense secretary. Miller had been director of the National Counterterrorism Center. Joe Biden on Monday implored Americans to wear masks to slow the spread of the coronavirus, even as he cheered the news about a promising development of a vaccine being developed by pharmaceutical giant Pfizer.
It doesn't matter your party, your point of view. We could save tens of thousands of lives if everyone would just wear a mask for the next few months. Not Democrat or Republican lives, American lives.
Biden also warned of a dark winter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
South Florida continuing to deal with Tropical Storm Etta. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez saying,
we recommend that everyone in areas that are flooded stay inside, wait until the waters recede. There could be down power lines that could electrify the water.
Parts of Miami-Dade and Broward County have seen 10 to 16 inches of rain already. Etta is the 12th named storm to make landfall this hurricane season. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol seizes boots.
Agriculture specialists with U.S. Customs and Border Patrol seized three pairs of boots and a belt that were crafted from sea turtles as well as a freshwater fish native to the Amazon River Basin. The apparel was found at a consignment shipping facility in Dallas and is a violation of the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, or CITES. CBP coordinated with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services before confiscating the apparel. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
In a race to develop a coronavirus drug, Pfizer says that tests of their medication is 90% effective. The company has also been testing on tens of thousands of volunteers and have found no serious safety concerns. Governor Andrew Cuomo on ABC's Good Morning America reacts to the news.
The bad news is that it's about 2 months before Joe Biden takes over, and that means this administration is going to be implementing a vaccine plan. They're basically going to have the private providers do it, and that's going to leave out all sorts of communities that were left out the first time when COVID ravaged them.
Reacting to the Democratic governor of New York's comments, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
Well, it's just absolutely unconscionable that somebody would want to delay a vaccine to the American people that's safe and effective just for political partisan reasons. But here's the really interesting thing is Operation Warp Speed is working very closely with Governor Cuomo's health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, and his team, because guess who's actually in charge of distributing within any state? The governor is, and his team's doing a really good job working with us.
Azar speaking there on Fox News. A memorial continues to grow at the Hollywood Walk of Fame star for late Jeopardy host Alex Trebek. Trebek lived in Los Angeles where the show was taped for several decades. Trebek died Sunday at the age of 80. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.